When President Trump speaks in Yuma today, he is expected to focus on immigration and border security, especially the border wall. The administration has installed nearly 300 miles of it along the southwest border, much of which is simply replacing steel fencing erected within the last 10 years. As KJZZ's Michel Morisco reports, at 30 feet high with solid steel posts, it's changing the landscape of the southwest.
Diesel trucks bearing dozens of tall steel posts wind their way off Interstate 10 towards southern Arizona's sweeping Altar Valley southwest of Tucson. The lush green fields run up into the Babaquiri Mountains from a single state highway that ends at the Mexican border. And along the dirt border road, cranes and trucks race to replace steel border wall segments first put up in the early 2000s with the newly arrived bollards. The project, costing upwards of $20 million per mile, is steadily proceeding as environmentalists, federal wildlife officials, and people who live along the border warn that it's disrupting resources, environments, and ways of life. Against that backdrop is another local opinion that a border wall here is long overdue.
Here with us today is Jim Chilton from Arizona.
Longtime rancher Jim Chilton and his wife welcome a border wall. In fact, I spoke with them in 2016 when Trump first won office, and they had hoped for a border wall along their Aravaca ranch. They are loyal Trump supporters. Trump brought Jim on stage at a farmers convention in 2019.
Jim's ranch runs along the U.S.-Mexico border. The deadly, very deadly, Sinaloa cartel, one of the most vicious drug cartels anywhere in the world, runs a major drug trafficking route right through Jim's ranch.
Jim and his wife Sue have shared video feed of people traipsing across her land. He's testified before congressional committees and crawled beneath the lonely barbed wire fence into Mexico to make his point. The Chilterns were told their property will finally get the wall they've pressed for.
We're going to get a 30-foot wall with 5 feet on top of solid metal. And I've viewed the construction that's going on, and we're so excited, my socks are rolling up and down.
CBP officials declined my interview request, but Jim says he was told that the new border wall will be finished by next spring.
We're just so happy that we're finally getting a wall.
Some 30 miles west, Melissa Owen has lived a few minutes north of the border for 17 years.
The contractor, which is Fisher Sand and Gravel, have dug two wells east of us on the National Wildlife Refuge. And we are not allowed to know how deep they are, how much water they're going to pump from them, or how long they're going to be pumping that water.
She's met with Customs and Border Protection officials on her ranch, where a sign welcoming Border Patrol agents to patrol the land hangs prominently in the driveway. She relies on federal agents, she says. She wrapped her home in chain link and acknowledges that there's a criminal element mixed into a migration driven by desperation. But she's also joined a lawsuit to stop the new border wall.
There's some other factors that bother me about this wall. One of them is that the plan is to light the wall from Texas to California.
Lighting up the border wall was commonly reserved for urban sections of the wall. That's no longer going to be the case. The Trump administration has vowed to complete 450 miles of new wall by the end of the year. Whether it meant December 2020 or Election Day 2020, however, is up for debate. Trump last appeared in Yuma 2 months ago, where he commemorated 216 miles of new border wall. Since then, CBP says it has finished an additional 60 miles. That leaves less than 200 miles of border wall to go, with the elections less than 3 months away. Reporting from Aravaca, I'm Michel Marisco, KJZZ News.
President Donald Trump visited Yuma Tuesday as part of a tour of battleground states across the nation. He found time to criticize his Democratic opponents, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
The Biden-Harris plan is a step-by-step recipe for abolishing America's borders. We want people to come in, but we want them to come in through merit.
right? And we want people that are going to come in and going to love our country, not hate our country.
The president was primarily in Yuma to view results of his cornerstone administrative goal, a new border wall. With me now from the Fronteras desk is Michel Morisco to talk about the progress on that wall. Michel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
President touted the progress being made on the border wall. You've reported the administration has completed about 275 miles of border wall, but most of it is replacing existing walls. So what's different about these replacement walls?
Yeah, so let's see. Bill Clinton put up Vietnam War era land map platforms in his presidency. George Bush did much the same, but he also started putting in these, what we call Normandy fence, these vehicle barriers. President Obama started putting in these 18-foot high bollard style walls, basically half or a little bit less or a little bit more than half of the height of these things. These things are 30 feet high. They have this 5-foot plate at the very top to prevent people from being able to scale over. And they are steel filled with concrete. They are a massive project.
The administration intends to finish 450 miles by the end of the year, but in a piece you reported the other day, there were speculation as to whether that meant by Election Day or by the end of the year. But either way, will it make it? And also, let's talk about the cost, because the president, of course, over and over again over the last number of years, keeps talking about how Mexico is going to pay for this.
Yeah, so let's see. The Trump administration says it wants to complete 450 miles. And just, you know, as we're just talking about, yeah, you know, whether they meant by early November or late December is sort of ambiguous. And they're building about 10 miles a week. So right now they have 275. They have about 150 or so left to go. You know, will they be able to succeed? Well, you know, at 10 miles a week, no. But, you know, at the same time, it might be close enough that it may not matter. In terms of the cost, so right now we're spending about $15 billion on this thing. The president reiterated yesterday in Yuma that Mexico is going to pay for it. He wasn't very specific on the plan, but the idea he laid out was that Mexicans would pay a toll while they were driving into the U.S. Now, of course, we don't know whether that means, you know, a shipping company would pay a toll and whether that would impact trade or, you know, exactly what, you know, how that would all work. But, you know, this was the idea that he put out yesterday.
So we know what the administration says or wants these barriers to do. Have they in fact been working?
Well, that's, you know, it's one of the shifts in migration that sort of keeps stymieing U.S. presidents over and over. Right now, illegal immigration has actually been creeping up in really hot months, which is historically a time when migration, undocumented migration, drops. It's been climbing. The Office of Inspector General for the Homeland Security Department just last week announced that their audit of the whole program found that that it was outdated, that there wasn't a plan in place beyond erecting a border wall. And just about a month ago, the Border Patrol had started asking private contractors to come up with ideas for how to keep the wall from being cut down. So there's some hesitancy. There was such a rush to put up this border wall. And this is, I'm paraphrasing the Border Patrol itself, that there wasn't a contingency plan for what to do with it once it was in.
And Michel, finally, as you said, we've been talking a lot about the border wall going up, but we could see a shift in administrations depending on how November goes. So by January, may have a Democrat in the White House. Is there a sense of what it would take for the wall to come down if, in fact, Joe Biden wins?
It's a really interesting question because it raises a lot of political flags everywhere. The target statements from the Trump administration about open borders and about letting people in, you know, removing the border wall would certainly lend itself to that. But on the other hand, when candidate Biden was asked about this about 2 weeks ago, he said that he would stop all construction, but that he would not take down any of the border wall that had been that have been put up. So right now, doesn't matter who wins in November or what's been going up in Sasebo and all this other area, is here to stay.
KJZZ's Michel Morisco from the Fronteras Desk in Southern Arizona. Michel, thanks and stay well.
Thank you.